Democrat Mandela Barnes whines about unprecedented opposition to his radical policies. By Wendell Hasebo on October 6, 2022. Wisconsin Senate Democrat candidate Mandela Barnes on Thursday whined about unprecedented opposition to his radical policies, such as defunding police, pushing critical race theory, and using global warming as a cudgel to reorient the economy. In an interview with the New York Times, Barnes said Republican Senator Ron Johnson, RY, and Senator Rick Scott, RFL, chair of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, had been effective in defining his policies as too radical for Wisconsin. There were weeks where we would get outspent 2-1 on TV, Barnes said about Johnson and the NRSC's attack ads. There has been an unprecedented amount of negative spin against me. The latest poll shows Johnson crushing Barnes by 5 points in the Wisconsin Senate race. Johnson's lead is a 10-7 point swing in the race since August. The TV ads have been pounding the airwaves for 2 months, an early investment by Scott and the NRSC. When questioned about his radical record, Barnes refused to acknowledge he has pushed to defund police and let criminals out of jail early on parole. Things haven't changed, right? But it's what we talk about, he claimed. My positions are the same and where I stand on those issues is the exact same. In the past, Barnes has stated he absolutely wants to release half of Wisconsin's inmate population. As lieutenant governor, Barnes has allowed at least 884 convicted criminals back onto the streets by releasing them on parole, according to Wisconsin Right Now. Barnes has also pushed for defunding overbloated police departments and allowing felons to retain the right to vote. He also believes police do not prevent crimes. Barnes supporters argue the Republican success at highlighting Barnes's policies is simply racist. To make Mandela and black folks endure the relentless racist attacks, then not hit back on treason, corruption and lies, is unfortunate, State Representative Francesca Hong told The Times. Another supporter of Barnes, Tom Nelson, Outagamie County executive, said Barnes is getting crushed so badly that the campaign needs to fire its media consultant. They're losing, he added. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.